We close with the Tech Report, our weekly look at how people are using technology to improve health and wellness. I'm Lauren Bonner. Another well-known e-patient joins us on the show today. Kelly Young is the founder of RA Warrior, the largest website for rheumatoid arthritis, and the president of the Rheumatoid Patient Foundation, a nonprofit working to improve the lives of people with rheumatoid disease. Hi, Kelly. Why did you start this blog, RA Warrior?
When I was diagnosed with RA in 2006, there wasn't a lot of good information available to patients. And I found that there was also a lot of conflicting information on various websites and between medical journals or books that you could get at the library and between what patients were saying themselves about their experiences. So since I had the perspective of a patient living with the disease, I decided to eventually create a place online for patients to go and find good information.
What do you think has been most helpful on the blog for other e-patients?
I think the thing that people say to me most often when they write me is that they felt crazy, or that before they found the blog, they felt like they were the only one who had the experience that they had. So, for example, there's so many things, so many examples I could give, but, for example, morning stiffness. This is something that I kind of explain as akin to morning sickness with pregnancy. Most women who've been pregnant have been nauseous, but it's not true that most of them are only nauseous in the morning. And so with RA, very often people are told that they'll only be stiff in the morning, but usually patients have stiffness all the time, either stiffness all day or stiffness brought on by activity or stiffness brought on by rest. And so this is a very common symptom that patients experience, and when they're talking to each other about it, they can describe more about what it's actually really like. But when you read about it in a book, it sounds like, well, for a few minutes in the morning, it's kind of stiff, and then you move around, and then it's really okay. But that's really not the experience of patients. So when patients are connecting together, they're able to compare with each other and realize that they're not alone and that their experience is not unusual. And that has a lot of consequences emotionally for patients and helping them to want to improve their own care. But like I said, also even to the wider community for awareness.
And recently I understand that you attended for the second time the American College of Rheumatology scientific meeting. How was that?
I did. I would say that's definitely been the high point of our new foundation's experience in our first year. We call it the RPF. And so the RPF had our first exhibit at the ACR, and we presented a video called The Faces of Rheumatoid Disease, and we created some scientific posters using current research, just presenting it from the patient point of view about the need for people to understand the variations in the disease and the variability of response to treatment. And we had about a dozen patients come from different places in the country to work in our exhibit booth and to represent the foundation and represent the face of the patient. And this, I don't think this has ever been done before at the ACR, that there were RA patients there, presenting to the scientific community and, to doctors who give clinical care and nurses organizations and other nonprofits. This is the voice of the RA patients. So, It was very, very exciting step for the RPF.
Great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Kelly.
Thank you, Lauren.